episode 2938, First Fruits for Daily Impact.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to run a marathon? Oh, wait. Maybe you're ready to play in the Super Bowl. Yes, it is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to think about your health because God has big dreams for you. But if you don't have the body to live out those dreams, what are you going to do? First Fruits for Daily Impact. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. All right, deep breath here because we've got a lot happening in this world, right? And sometimes we get caught up in everything so big. We think that if we just do things our way and we have these grand gestures that we can establish our best life. But most lifestyle changes take small daily habits to create a cumulative effect. So what first fruits for daily impact can you implement? Now, I know you're thinking, come on, Christiane, grand gestures, you know, they can be the easy way for me, and I know they'll make a great impact, right? They'll make this huge impact. I don't have to think about it. But the truth is that small daily habits have a greater power in making your actions stick to creating these daily habits. We have to keep doing these little things to create what? The momentum, the big shift. But the big shift doesn't happen if the little things aren't moving. So I want us to review some of the basics. I know you're thinking we've gone over this, yes, but you see you're in a different season right now. It's colder in most areas right now. Some of you, you're on the other side and you're like Australia, right? You're in summertime, beautiful time. But for us, not so much right now. I'm sitting here curled up. It's freezing. We're below the freezing level. For us in the South, that's cold. And I'm getting used to it. It's fine. We had an ice storm. We'll get over it. But it's all perspective, right? We're in a season of life. And so it's really important for us to look, what are we doing right in our little steps, our little habits? Or what are we doing that we can actually make some adjustments to, some tweaks, maybe not big changes, but things that will really awaken our mind, body, and spirit. So how do you create your now? Number one, you got to hydrate. Hydration is so important. I promise you, if you're not drinking 8 glasses of water a day, you are dehydrated. You're walking around dehydrated. And I said water. I cannot stress this enough. It needs to be water. Tea doesn't count. Coffee doesn't count. It's made with water, but it doesn't count. If you're drinking those drinks, if you're running to your favorite store to get the fountain drinks, it's made with water. It's carbonated, but it's not going to work for you. You've got to have 8 glasses of water. H2O, baby, H2O, right? You've got to hydrate. And when you do that, it allows you to flush out the toxins and it also hydrates your cells. So if your cells are depleted in water, can they do what they need to do? No. No wonder you're walking around with no energy and just blah, 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 because you have no energy and then your body can't do its job. It can't get rid of the toxins, right? Every day we've got toxins all around us. That's why we sleep. We'll get to that in a minute. But part of the flushing out, getting rid of, restoration comes with hydration. And you don't want to hydrate late at night because you'll be up all night. And that doesn't help. Something else we'll talk about here pretty soon. I know you're already thinking, Z's, yes, it's wonderful. But you got to hydrate first. That's the number one. Remember, taking care of your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? If you're not taking care of that, who's going to take care of it? Only you can, my friend. Number two, movement. You've got to move your body. Physical activity is crucial for maintaining good health. You want to aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise, whether it's a brisk walk, maybe it's Pilates, strength training, stretching even, but you want to be able to get your heart rate up. If your heart rate isn't raised, you're not physically moving your body. Okay, so if you're walking from your car into work, that is movement, but that's not really going to raise your heart rate more than normal, okay? So you want to do that. And if you can't do it for 30 minutes, then do it twice a day for 15 minutes. break it up a little bit, right? You got to take care of your body. You've got to treat your body with dignity. If you don't take care of yourself, once again, who is going to? No one. So move your body. Number three, fuel up. You've got to have good nutrition. We're talking about first fruits, right? Not literally the first fruits, but in nutrition, right? You want the berries. Eat those blueberries. Have those delicious raspberries. You know, indulge in those to a degree, okay? It's like a handful. You're not eating 3 pounds a day, but you want to have those antioxidants, right? So eat a balanced diet rich in your fruits, your vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins. That's going to provide your body with the nutrients it needs to function optimally. And stay away from processed junk food. Come on, I know the salt and sugar taste wonderful, but stay out of the box. Stay out of the bag. Get into the real, right? We have to eat foods that are nourishing and sustaining. If we don't, there is no way we can further our impact here on earth. Number four, get enough sleep. You knew it was coming. I am not good at this, and I own this, but it makes me mad. However, I will say yesterday I was really good. I was tired. I went to bed, and I thought, I got to go to bed early, and I got up early this morning to record this episode, literally, because I was exhausted. My body said, Christiane, you can't give anymore, so go rest, and I did. So I do take my own advice. I just got to get better at getting in the habit, so I do it basically 6 out of 7 days. If I could do that, that would be a win for me. What about you? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough sleep where it allows your body to rest so it can repair and recharge? It needs to restore. You think about charging your phone. If you want to use your phone, you have to charge it, right? Same with your body. You're charging your body means you're sleeping. And that is 7 to 9 hours. You can try to convince yourself it's less, but it's not. When you can and you want to play with how much sleep you really need, go to bed at a reasonable time. So maybe it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. What's reasonable? Go to bed, turn off everything. Don't allow yourself to get trapped in leaving the TV on or listening to a book in bed. No. Just turn it all off. Go to sleep and allow yourself to wake up. Now, the in-between bathroom wake-ups do not count if you're old like me. Actually, I do really well. Most of the time, I don't wake up at all for that. But once in a while, I gotta go because I waited to hydrate too late in the day. And then I'm like dying of thirst by the end of the day. Then I pay for it at night. Don't do that. So get enough sleep, right? Allow yourself then when you sleep and then you wake up, you're like, oh my gosh, so if I go to bed at 10, I naturally wake up at 6 or 6:30. Fabulous. Wouldn't it be nice to get into a rhythm where your body just naturally does what it needs to do, right? We need to rest and renew our strength, and we do that when we sleep. And if we keep beating ourselves up by not sleeping, you're just aging yourself faster. You don't want to age yourselves any faster than you have to. And number five, you got to manage stress. You probably have a lot of it, don't you? And so do I. We all wear the weight of the world on our shoulders. And it's different. It looks different for everybody. But understand this. Chronic stress can have a negative impact on your health. So you've got to find ways to manage it. Some people do it through meditation, right? Exercise, spending time with loved ones. Now, if you're one who says, oh, that exhausts me, then don't spend time with people. Find your quiet time. But you've got to find what works for you and make it a daily habit. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, right? We talk about having peace, and having peace is better than having stress. And that's what really God wants for us. We're not supposed to carry worry with us every day. We can be concerned, but we're supposed to cast our worries on God, not on ourselves. Okay. So it's important to understand, how are you managing that stress? Yeah, there's going to be some tense times in life. I get that, but that should be a moment, not a season or a decade, if you know what I mean, right? Really think about that. Because once again, we're too hurried. We're too busy. Don't wear the busy badge of honor. It's not worth it. Don't be that little squirrel that's running all over the place getting the nuts. We were getting firewood because, like I said, we're cold here and we're freezing. And my son and I lifted up the cover for the firewood and we looked and there's all these little nuts here. I'm like, well, who's hiding in here? And I thought, I don't even know if he'll remember where he left all of these nuts. And seriously, I mean, you knew it was a squirrel. And so we left them there. We just, you know, brushed him off in an area. So if he does come back, it can be. But you know how squirrels are. Run here, run there, run everywhere. They do have a home to a degree, but they go different places at different times. And he wasn't there. And he should have been there because that was the warmest spot. I think he's maybe a little stressed, probably. Don't live like a squirrel. You know, don't sit there and just kind of throw your nuts everywhere. Have a place. Be able to calm yourself. Be able to say, okay, this is what I need to do to release that weight on your shoulders. And finally, number six, practice gratitude. Now, I know we say it a lot and we just kind of like toss it out to the side, but seriously, we need to practice gratitude. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in life. It actually will help boost your mood and your overall well-being. There are studies after studies, research after research. And most of it, honestly, is because we settle down. Now, I'm going to throw something out there that's totally new, and you're probably going to be like, what? But if you're into apps and that's something that's different, you can get an app. Now, yes, I know you can do this through messaging, okay? Whatever, whether you have an Android phone or an Apple phone, you can message and you can record from there. But for me, honestly, it's not the same. And who wants my voicemails tracked all the time? Not that I say anything bad, but it's just, it's a pain. I have to sit here and press a button and then press something else and then I can start talking. And then if it doesn't like me, it kicks me out and then I don't even know it kicked me out. So I get flustered. So I use an app actually called Voxer. V as in Victor, O-X-E-R. And no, they're not a sponsor of this episode, but I'm just giving you a little tip here. And I love this tip because it works and it works well. If you and a girlfriend, you and a close whoever, whether it's a family member, whoever, you both get on Voxer and you just leave a win or a challenge and say, oh, this was a tough day. There's something about being able to air it out, literally blow it out by speaking of your system and letting it just get out there that has a lot of incredible effects versus writing it down. Now, writing is good, but guess what? If you're wearing the busy badge of honor, you don't have time for that. So this is another way that, yes, you can even have your phone off to the side and you can be on your way to pick up the kids. You can hit that Voxer and say, hey, Sue, guess what? This is what's happened today. It's been kind of crazy, but it's been awesome all at the same time. You know, craziness happens, but you know what? I'm just letting it all come in, and then now I'm just getting rid of it. This too shall pass, but we got this. And then turn it off. It's easy. And then when Sue wants to listen to it, she can listen to it in the privacy of her own because you've connected. She listens to it, and she can make a comment by recording back to you, or she can type back to you. It's marvelous. It's called Voxer, V-O-X-E-R. Fabulous. Use that as a way to create your gratitude journal. Share your gratitude with someone else because seriously, it's something about putting that out there into the world. And I say out there into the world. I'm just saying it's the breath, okay? Literally from your body. It's taking it out. And when you expel worry, it's a lot easier not to breathe it back in. Because you've gotten rid of it. Seriously. I know. I've been practicing this stuff for a long time. So you can write it down. Use something like just sharing it with someone who's close to you that you trust. Okay. And remember, we want to give thanks in all circumstances. And I know that's hard, but you got to find the silver lining. You got to stop and smell the roses, even when things are tough. So my prayer for you, may you give yourself the opportunity to live the life God has for you. Be bold in the nutrition you eat. Be diligent in the movements you make. Be consistent in the sleep you take. Be confident in renewing your mind daily. This is your day to impact the world that you touch. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.